So I write out
the molecular orbital in terms of those six, and I construct the Hamiltonian matrix. And the Hamiltonian matrix now has a very special form. So because all of the carbon atoms are in an equivalent position, the overlap integrals all down the diagonal have the same value. And then there not the overlap integrals, but the Hamiltonian matrix, all down the diagonal have the same value. And this H12 corresponds to the overlap between a wave function, a PZ wave function at a certain site and the neighboring site. And all of those also have a certain value. And then there's the overlap of the wave functions of a carbon with other carbons that are not nearest neighbors. And those are small because the wave functions, they decay exponentially. So I just set all of those to zero. And there are these H12 values, the nearest neighbors in the corners. And that comes because my first carbon has a one nearest neighbor. So if I label the carbons 1 through 6, it's got one nearest neighbor right next to it, and it's periodic boundary conditions. This other one in the corner comes from the carbon to the left of it. So this is
the form of the Hamiltonian matrix I want to solve, and it has a very special